Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Thanks for hanging in there to the live listeners as we've struggled to get on the freaking air. I don't know what was going on. I had to do a full restart of everything, the whole computer, everything. Finally got it working here, finally connected. And streaming at you live from Pensacola, Florida. Of course, if you're listening as a podcast, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Move on. So let's do that. It's a beautiful, lovely day here in the Panhandle this Monday. We've got lots of news to get to. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission and it doesn't cost you fuck. Just helps us out here. And you can tweet us during the show. What's going on? Did you lose your headphones?
Oh, here they are.
What's at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on? Oh, I got it. I have all the treats that you could put in the Kong toy. I just don't have the Kong toy.
Oh, well,
so I can just I can just pass out. I can just give her treats when she wants them. Do you want a treat right now? You want this? Shit, man. She just had one treat. She just got one treat. Okay. Here. You want me to put the shit in there?
Good stuffing. All kinds of shit going on, everybody. Let's see what's going on. I know we seem a little discombobulated because I've been trying to get this fucking
technology
thing to connect for a while.
Yeah.
Let's do the headlines. Why don't we? Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. Oh, look, it's a picture of Brazilian Schittler.
Oh yeah, it's nine. Le nine.
Jair Bolsonaro. Dem lawmakers, says the headline, boot Bolsonaro out of the United States.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, you fucking Nazi, you.
Democratic lawmakers called on President Joe Biden to extradite former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro back to his country from Florida. Of course, he's here. Following the ugly scenes in Brasilia that echoed the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
He's written a place near Disney in Florida.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. It's the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yes.
Representative Joaquin Castro, Democrat of Texas, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York said that the U.S. should not allow Bolsonaro to stay after thousands of Bolsonaro. After thousands of Bolsonaro supporters on Sunday attacked key government buildings in Brazil's capital,
right,
including Congress and the Supreme Court. They got more buildings than our traitors did.
Theirs was different. Their insurrection. I mean, our insurrection was pretty heated. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, people died, but theirs was, I mean, is it insensitive of me to say crazier? Or is that even accurate in any sense?
Who's crazier? Ours?
Our insurrection.
No.
What?
Did you see some of the videos of what was going on?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they trashed the place.
Is it fucking crazy?
Yeah.
They didn't have a guy rubbing shit all over the fucking walls.
I don't know that.
In horns, right? I mean, it was crazier than January 6th here.
The rioters were demanding Bolsonaro be reinstated as president.
God.
Or that President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva be removed from office despite his win in the general election in October.
God, I mean, you didn't win, so now you want to riot. And, I don't know.
Representative Castro said he basically used the Trump playbook to inspire domestic terrorists to try to take over the government.
Yeah.
Bolsonaro, who has never acknowledged defeat, has been living in a rented home near Disney World in Orlando, Florida since December. He did not attend Lula's inauguration last week, mirroring the 2021 behavior of former President Donald Trump, who skipped Biden's inaugural ceremony.
Well, I don't know why that's... What's wrong with that? I mean, I like that. I mean, the less things...
Nobody was upset that...
Yeah, nobody wants either Trump of them anywhere. Wasn't there.
I yeah.
Mean, fucking spreaders. Stay home, you fucks. Stay in your rented home near Disney.
Castro said also he's actually very close to Donald Trump. He should be extradited to Brazil. In fact, it was reported that he was under investigation for corruption and fled Brazil to the United States. While Republicans are trying to stoke fear over asylum seekers crossing into the U.S., right?
Right.
Bolsonaro's on U.S. soil close to Trump.
Yes. Yeah, they're having a... Are they hanging out at Mar-a-Lago?
I don't know. I don't know that...
cracking open...
I don't know if he's been over to the other side.
Cracking open containers full of people.
They're probably just traffic. FaceTiming.
What?
They're just FaceTiming.
Oh, right, right.
Hi, dare
you. I'm FaceTiming this insurrection.
Your people love you more than my people love me.
Didn't Bolsonaro pretend to have COVID or something? Or pretend like he didn't have COVID? But he actually had it.
I don't remember. He's pretty odious.
Because that's how he was particularly evil with the pandemic, right?
Yeah. He was no lockdown kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big spreader. Fuck him.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. Yay. Over at the Drudge Report. Let's see what the headline be there. Oh, cool. All in red. Indictment watch.
Damn.
Georgia grand jury wraps.
Oh, shit, Schittler. Rudy, Lindsay.
And not the hip-hop kind.
Right.
The kind with a W.
That's right.
Not that the grand jury might not be very talented rappers. The special grand jury in Atlanta that has been investigating whether then-President Donald Trump and his allies committed any crimes while trying to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia.
Come on.
They've finished their work, bringing the case closer to possible criminal charges against Trump and others.
Damn. Do you think Trump will be indicted, yes or no?
For something.
Yeah.
Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney, who was overseeing the panel, issued a two-page order today dissolving the special grand jury, saying it had completed its work and submitted a final report. The length of the investigation has been one of several around the country that threaten legal peril for Trump as he mounts a third bid for the White House.
God damn it, Trump. What is it like at Mar-a-Lago in his suite with Melania?
Sad and smelly.
No, with Melania. What are they doing? Are they hanging out? Are they watching? Are they bench?
Whose suite are we in?
Well, their suite. Their suite. The one they share together because they're in love.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're smuggling her in a laundry truck every once in a while when she has to show her face.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
Yeah.
You're Kongless today.
Yeah, there's no Kong. I don't know where the fuck it is.
Aren't you tired?
Yeah, that dog should be exhausted.
Sure, her friend was over again today. McBurney wrote in his order that the special grand jury recommended that its report be made public. He scheduled a hearing for January 24th to determine whether all or part of the report should be released, and said the district attorney's office and news outlets would be given an opportunity to make arguments at that hearing.
Release the fucking report. Well, somebody leaked that shit. Come on.
That might happen.
Leak it. Jeez.
Since June, the special grand jury has heard testimony from dozens of witnesses.
Yes.
Including numerous close Trump associates.
Who are we talking about? Mike Lindell?
Well, I mean...
Rudy Giuliani?
The...
Meadows? Will it be Meadows?
Wasn't it kind of all of the above?
Yeah. It's going to be everybody. What about Bannon?
I lost my place.
Right. God, all these stories about Steve Bannon, it's, you know what's jarring? It's like,
It's just, they always have a picture of him to go with the story, which I don't think is necessary.
Thanks for like, that, yeah.
I do not forget how ugly that fuck is, but at the same point, I don't really need to see his picture. So how about this? New rule. No more pictures of Steve Bannon just for the sake of humanity. Please.
Numerous close Trump associates, such as Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, assorted high-ranking Georgia officials, among them Governor Brian Kemp, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and former New York mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani.
Give it up for Rudy. Was that...
The special grand juries in Georgia cannot issue indictments themselves, but can issue a final report recommending actions to be taken.
Jeez.
Trump's famous phone call. I just want you to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Right. That's a lot of votes. I mean, nobody stepped in and that call was like, well, you know, Donald, that's actually a lot of votes to fabricate. I mean, really? How many votes?
Well, they're not going to say that.
I would. I mean, at what point do you say, listen, I don't know where the fuck...
Governor said, look, we did these audits. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
And Trump's like, Rudy, tell me that 30,000 dead people voted. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, you know, we believe your numbers are in error.
You know, that's... I listened to Morning Joe last week, I think on Friday, and I hate to say it, he had this monologue about Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, so sad. Yeah, we'll get to Kevin.
On Friday, he ripped Kevin McCarthy, a new asshole, like I've never heard. And he was so right. He was so right. Why was Kevin McCarthy negotiating against himself? What good is it? What good is it? Why not just say, fuck it, I'm not negotiating anymore. You come to me and just sit there. Why?
So, in the wee hours on Friday night, Matt Gaetz, after making himself the prettiest belt at the ball during the 14th ballot.
All I can say when you're, what did you say, in the wee hours of the morning or at night? I'm like, Matt Gaetz, I hope there's security involved, whatever's going on in the middle of the night with Matt Gaetz. Yeah.
People did have their kids still around because they were expecting to
that's
be
not even
eventually signed in or
God,
sworn
if I
in.
I was
I mean.
A politician and I showed up to one of these things with my fucking family. It's like, oh yeah, it's one of these. It's like, Matt Gaetz is here? Get the fuck out of here, man. All these fucking...
Go sit with the Democrats, honey.
What's with all the... Well, I was going to ask a dumb question, but...
Yeah.
What's with all the pedo shit with the Republicans? Like, what's up with that?
Is that a new stand-up?
Yeah.
What's up with this pedo shit? What's up with that?
I mean, it just seems like really their thing.
2 days after barely winning his leadership post, Speaker Kevin McCarthy is presiding, I think right now, actually, over the House.
Good job, Kevin! You did it, buddy!
Over its first vote, which will be passing all of the things that Kevin flung his legs up in the air for.
Oh, you little whore!
To make the crazies be able to take over and make him as weak as possible.
Why did you want this so much? Why? Oh, my God. You're gross.
Lawmakers are set to vote to approve the GOP's House rules package, which lays... By the way, they're getting rid... Remember how they wanted to get rid of that ethics panel before?
Yes.
They're getting rid of that ethics
panel. Oh, we got rid of the ethics panel! Good job, Kevin! You won, Kevin, you dumb fuck!
They're set to vote... it will lay the groundwork of how the chamber will operate for the next 2 years. McCarthy made all kinds of concessions to members of the House Freedom Caucus.
You sinister fuck you.
In order to become speaker, and his promises are sprinkled. His promises are sprinkled, it says here.
Or what?
Sprinkled. His promises are sprinkled throughout the 55-page rules package.
Oh, yeah. You sprinkled a lot of shit in it. You had to bend over a lot, you dumb shit. Congratulations, Kevin! You did it! You're speaker! Clap for Kevin, everybody!
Taken together, they reflect how fragile his speakership is before Congress even begins its work.
Ah, ha, ha. You fragile dumb fuck! Good job! What is he allowed to do?
One of his top concessions is allowing any member of Congress to call for kicking him out as speaker. A lawmaker simply has to declare the speaker's office vacant, forcing a no-confidence vote that could cost McCarthy his job.
Hey, it's vacant! Get the fuck out, you loser! It's vacant!
And a single McCarthy hater like Representative Matt Gaetz could make a spectacle of himself in the process.
Oh my god, you fucking loser! Why would you set yourself up for... I don't even understand you.
This is our representative here, if you're a new listener.
Oh, man.
Thanks for listening.
Man,
thanks for
Matt's
downloading.
Our rep. He's a big pedo.
Matt Gaetz is our representative, allegedly.
Yay!
Likes him young.
Allegedly. I think there's a lot of evidence that speaks to that, though, doesn't it? I mean, alleged.
When Pelosi was Speaker, House rules allowed only allowed for such a vote if a majority of either party agreed to it. McCarthy originally proposed to his conservative critics that the threshold be set at 5 members, not 1. But yes. GOP critics like Representative Scott Perry, Byron Donalds of Florida, who repeatedly opposed McCarthy as Speaker in his first 14 failed rounds last week.
Yes.
Demanded that it be only one person.
Oh, yeah, good job.
Finally, desperate for their support,
McCarthy agreed. This make me. I have to ask a question. Why is it like this for the Republicans and not the Democrats, just so I understand? Why is it like this and wasn't like this for the Democrats? Why wasn't it a shit show?
Because Republicans are a shit show.
They suck. Yeah. They fucking suck. That's why.
Look who's holding out. Gaetz, Boebert.
You fucking
Gosar, Biggs, bunch of fucking slime balls.
The office is vacant. The office is vacant, screams Boberty Lee. Is that what it is?
Freedom Caucus members like Perry and Donalds want to make it easier to remove McCarthy in order to keep pressure on him to follow through on his other promises to them.
Yes.
Including giving them more seats on powerful committees.
Oh my God, your knees. My God, you got to take Advil every goddamn day, McCarthy.
And more floor votes on bills that slash federal spending. Oh, yeah. They're going after Medicare and Social Security.
Glucosamine. I think that's what he needs.
Ivermectin.
He needs ivermectin.
McCarthy vowed, we will also address America's long-term challenges, the debt and the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, shut the fuck up, you stupid asshole. Who made you say Chinese Communist Party? Whose dick did you have to suck? Now you gotta say that.
Representative Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, a more moderate member, said Sunday she's concerned about the concessions McCarthy may have to make to lawmakers holding out against his speakership, concessions that were not included in the rules package that was made public on Friday.
So. Listen, you filthy fucking Republican, you're part of this problem. Go fuck yourself. Jeez.
She said, we don't have any idea what promises were made or what gentlemen's handshakes. Well, none. You're Republicans.
Yeah.
We just have no idea at this point. And it does give me quite a bit of heartburn because that's not what we ran on.
Well, no. Yeah, you have a bit of heartburn about it because you're dealing with a bunch of criminals and crooks and lunatics. That's why you're nervous.
Ralph,
how many people in the House voted for Hakeem Jeffries that were Democrats?
Every single one.
Okay.
Representative Ralph Norman, who withheld his support from McCarthy through numerous rounds of the votes, said that he and his Freedom Caucus colleagues only changed their votes to help McCarthy after he told them the House would follow a traditional budget process and produce a budget that actually balances by cuts. And they want to cut.
Oh, yes.
Social Security.
Yes. Yes.
Medicare.
Oh, a bunch of people that watched A Christmas Carol and didn't get it. Didn't get it at all. Why are these goats visiting this wonderful philanthropist?
Here's a running list of all the concessions that he's reportedly made. Any member can call a vote to oust a speaker. His leadership pack won't place in safe open primaries because he'd gotten involved in a couple of the primaries.
Yeah.
Giving money to the non-crazy incumbent.
Right.
Instead of staying out of it and seeing if the crazy lunatic Trumpist wins.
Right, right.
And they're mad about that. They don't want his money used against them.
Okay. Well.
So he agreed to stay out in primaries.
Okay.
A debt ceiling hike must be paired with spending cuts. Get ready, everybody.
Nine!
The government gonna be shutting down a whole bunch of times in the next couple of years.
Good job, Kevin McCarthy. Take a bow, you loser. Fuck you. What is he? What is Kevin McCarthy allowed to do? You have to. Does he have to ask every time he does something? He has to ask Marjorie Taylor Greene if he's allowed.
How big is his Freedom Caucus?
I have no fucking idea. How big is freedom?
Because he promised to give them 3 seats out of 9.
Yeah.
On the House Rules Committee, which controls what bills and amendments even reach the floor. So are they a third of the caucus?
I don't know. Is that a lot?
They're being given a third of a committee.
Well,
how many of these? I'm trying to see. I'm looking up to see how many members there are.
It's just another time. It's like the Republicans are in charge of a body of government. And guess what? Everybody's just going to white knuckle it until it's over.
So they're about a quarter. There's 50 of them. So they're about a quarter of the office. And they negotiated a third of the seats on the Rules Committee.
So that's crazy, right? That makes no fucking sense.
That's how Republicans work.
But they're negotiating from a position of strength, but they're in the minority.
That's how Republicans roll.
But the math doesn't work.
The House will, but he needs them because it's so close.
Yeah.
The House will cap fiscal 2024 spending bills at fiscal 2022 levels, which translate to about $130 billion less than the recent omnibus spending bill. Right. A new point of order against unauthorized appropriations in a general appropriations bill.
Yes.
In excess of the most. Okay. So no putting new shit in appropriations bills. A new House Judiciary Subcommittee led by Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio.
You are not allowed to say anything about Hunter Biden.
To probe the weaponization of the federal government. They sicked the FBI, they sicked the Department of Justice on all those lovely Republicans, Ryan.
Are they talking about like the probe into January 6th? 100%,
yes.
Are you out of your fucking mind? Did you see the videos, though? What about the videos?
And, investigating Trump and Russia.
Oh, okay.
How dare they?
God, Jim.
Votes on a border security plan by Representative Chip Roy. I'm sure that's great. We need sniper rifles every 175 feet.
Honey, starch my Klan robe.
He calls for finishing the border wall and expelling migrants attempting to cross the border.
Right.
Chuck them out immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
A promise to move 12 appropriations bills individually, not as an omnibus. Oh, great. Okay. So that means instead of saying, you know, here's the big bill that we're going to all pass, they want it cut into 12 pieces so they can have 12 hostages instead of one big one.
Well, they make the argument that the omnibus is evil because it's a big bill with a lot of spending in it at once. And it's like the idea is like these evil Democrats are trying to sneak a bunch of shit in. But
McCarthy agreed the House will only consider spending bills under open rules, meaning any member can offer amendments that could gut or kill the bills.
What? How can they hurt us? Just tell me how the House can hurt America, because they're not going to do anything worth a shit.
By not passing budgets, by not raising the debt ceiling, by not doing that kind of shit. Keeping the doors open, basically.
When are we done with these dumb fucking Trumpist fuckheads?
2 years.
They are just getting to be a real annoyance.
They've already removed the metal detectors from outside the chamber.
Hell yeah, freedom! What the shit?
And they're ending proxy voting.
What does that mean?
Which was put into place by Pelosi when COVID was happening.
Oh,
means,
God.
It means I tell you my vote.
You don't want to have the government run. See, that's what it is. They, however you feel about the Democrats, it's not their goal to grind the government to a halt, right? To destroy the government. But the Republicans right. seem to just want to skull fuck it. Am I wrong? I mean, did they just want to break it?
See, I think it would be nice if they all voted remotely from their fucking districts.
I know. I would tell you what we do.
Instead of going to the Coke and titty parties in D.C.
Well, this is what I would do. And this would be a way to secure our leaders to make sure our government is intact in case anything bad happens. You can do everything remotely or with VR these days. So everybody in the government, they're all in little pods. And they live in a bunker, and they stay in that bunker and pod. There's food down there,
like
boy.
The Matrix.
No, it's no. They're walking around in this area.
Oh, they get to walk around.
There's food. There's a gym. There's things to do, but mainly you just
a prison.
No. I mean, it's a facility.
I see
where you hold these people.
Can they leave? Oh, they can't leave.
They can't. They, no.
So a prison.
They stand there. They stand there, but it's a good time.
Oh, prison camp.
What I don't
excuse me, a prison camp. I don't
want to understand why these guys
make it sound worse.
Going away from Congress so much. I mean, do they not have craft services there? Why are these people never there? Don't they have a fucking pharmacy underground that's opened all the time with all the fucking drugs?
Because they're off sucking big business cock.
They can do that on Zoom. Kind of.
There will be a ban on taxpayer dollars going toward abortions.
I don't think we have that, though.
Even though we already have federal law prohibiting this. You can't tell these morons this.
Right.
Already there.
How about a ban on, I don't know. I don't know. What does this compare to?
Anything that's already there.
It's pretty stupid.
Don't shoot somebody.
Oh, I'm going to have a ban on murder?
Yeah. The Republicans are going to go out on a limb and say we're going to stand up against murder.
Right. I'm calling for a cease and desist on all beheadings in this area. No more beheadings.
Fucking morons. Oh God, the morons. It's just agonizing that we're still dealing with these assholes. But what a shit show it's going to be.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we have the Senate and the presidency, so there's, you know, they can obstruct, but there's not a lot of like real things they can pass that are going to be harmful.
They'll be able to get judges, right?
We get the judges, we've got the Senate,
right?
And the House can't do jack about judges. But you see, these idiots are threatening to try to defund everybody. Like, we might not be able to impeach Merrick Garland, but we're going to defund him. We're not going to pay him.
You're going to defund the Justice Department?
Well, yeah.
What the fuck?
This is what these idiots want to do.
That's defunding the cops.
They're psychopaths.
Wait, that's not a horrible idea.
That's the executive branch.
Oh, okay. Listen, guys, you're so angry. You want to defund Merrick Garland? Like, not pay him?
Although that's the executive branch, too, the Justice Department. Come think of it.
Yeah. They're just angry assholes.
Well, yeah, and crazy.
Yeah.
Batshit. And dealing with crazy people.
Yes. They're radicalized. I wish we could just convince them that this God stuff isn't real. That might help. Don't you think?
In January of last year, Kristen Dorer is her name, managing editor of Right Wing Watch.
Damn.
One of our favorite sites.
Yes.
Go donate to them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
She's on NewsHour too. Wrote an article, the headline said, "Is Brazil's far right looking to replicate January 6th? ?
Jeez.
And there's a picture of Jair Bolsonaro's kid,
right,
Eduardo,
ooh,
standing next to and hugging Mike Lindell.
Oh, God, I was going to say the blotch Nazi.
Oh, there's one of those, too.
Oh, okay.
Right next to the one of him and Mike Lindell.
Is I'm a little confused. Is Mike Lindell like an international spy trying to install evil Nazi regimes? Am I misunderstanding who the fuck this guy is? Is he an evil fucking genius? I get Bannon's involvement in this. I understand this. But is it Mike Lindell a fucking idiot?
Mike Lindell, my pillow guy persona and sugar daddy to right-wing media personalities, sat down for a dinner with three others at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel.
Yay!
In Pentagon City in Arlington, Virginia, a short drive from D.C., just across Potomac. The date was January 5, 2021.
Yes.
Among those at his table was Eduardo Bolsonaro,
ooh,
a member of the National Congress of Brazil and eldest son of the Trump, of the Brazil's Trump.
It's weird. Yeah, you get them mixed Bolsonaro up, right? It's just all these fascists. They're all the fucking same with different names. It's generally, it's some totalitarian fuckhead and his horrible fucking nasty ass children. It's always the same. God. Jeez.
So yeah, there's this article they've reprinted.
Yeah.
About like the shady dealings that were going on. Like, why was Eduardo Bolsonaro in town the day before the riots?
Well, hey, CIA, figure it the fuck out. Get Jason Bourne on that shit. Who knows?
Although Mike Lindell is kind of losing the favor in a lot of MAGA land because he had the audacity, I think we played it last week, to suggest to on his own TV show, you know, on Frank TV or whatever.
Frank TV, Frank Television. I'm an international super spy. Blah, 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 blah.
That he was also going to be looking into Dade County. And his news toady said, wait, isn't that the place where there were record Hispanic turnover of people voting for Republicans and everything? And Mike Lindell said, yeah, well, you know, I look at, what did he say? I look at variations. I look at variations.
Yeah.
And there's a variation there.
Hey, you're fucking with Mike Lindell, international superstar.
And they won't give us the numbers. He's pissed because they won't, like every other place,
yeah,
they won't just open up all of their data to him.
Why is Mike Lindell an international fucking player? This is insane. God, I mean, what the fuck? Is the Overstock guy still involved, or is what's going on with him?
Well, we haven't heard from him in a long time for some reason.
God, we have such a weird range.
Remember, we were watching the Brazil election, our cyber guys were watching, and they took that we know of was 5.1 million votes, and through the machines. Remember, everybody over there, as Brandon looks for that in Brazil, I'm friends with their the president's son, Eduardo Bolsonaro. Jeez. He's also a friend
Bolsonaro
of the
station.
Right?
Did he just say it wrong?
Yeah. We played a clip of him talking about Bolsonaro before, and he called him Bolsonaro.
Stupid shit. Have we already made fun of him about this? He's Bolsonaro. You dumb fuck.
What's this?
There are so many problems, Steve. I've spent the last 3 weeks just doing due diligence within the RNC, and the money, just the money itself that it costs to, that it costs, 40 cents for every dollar that you go out and get from big donors goes to these things. One of them is called Data Trust. It's like, to me, it's like a big money laundering operation. I haven't.
Whoa. Do you think the RNC might be a big scam and money laundering operation, Mike?
Go.
See, this tells me this tells me that he's a believer.
Yeah, he's
like, I really don't. I really think he's nuts. Yeah, I don't think he's like got some evil agenda. I think he really thinks that the machines are evil and that there's this big there's this big giant conspiracy that is even willing to chuck DeSantis under the bus.
Who sends him to Brazil? Who sends him to meet Bolsonaro? Bolsonaro's kids.
Well, he does. He goes down there.
Bolsonaro.
We know Bannon went. We know Bannon went down there too.
No, I mean, but is the My Pillow fuck part of a group that is involved in, I don't know, overturning elections?
I don't know.
Part of an evil group? Like, what is he in the?
I think he's a useful idiot to a lot of these people. But
Bolsonaro, watch out!
I get from big donors goes to these things. One of them's called Data Trust. It's like, to me, it's like a big money laundering operation. I haven't, you know. Don't quote me on that, but I mean, we're still digging. This is disgusting. The wasted, frivolous money that goes down the drain. And the big donors, they deserve better. They deserve, we deserve some return on our investment. I used to.
Big donors deserve some return on our investment.
Oh, I see. We invested in this fucking revolution.
We should be winning. We want it. We should be winning with our racist views.
We paid for it, goddammit. Now you have to deliver. Is that
what you're
saying?
Yeah, we're giving you money. Why are we losing?
The big donors, they deserve better. They deserve, we deserve some return on our investment. I used to give a lot of money to the RNC. I won't do it, and neither will the big donors in its current condition. And it needs new leadership, and it.
Meaning him.
Jeez. Oh, that's right. I forgot, Mike, that you want to lead the RNC.
Yeah, yeah, he's running for RNC.
You don't want to donate money if that's weird. You don't want to associate with a group that you want to be the head of right now, the way it is. See, like...
Brandon, when I said that on the show, I made one mistake.
What was that?
We did not have the cast vote records yet for Miami-Dade County. Hmm. Now, everybody, I want to tell you this. They more than happily gave them in for the 2020 election, for the primaries. But all of a sudden now for the election we wanted for the 2022 election, Miami-Dade County says, no, we can't give them to you. Who says you can't give them to us, Miami-Dade County? Who? Who is telling you that? You have the right. You have the right to give assistance. It's a Freedom of Information Act.
God, he's crazy. Okay? As shit.
Hand them over. Give them over. Or you know what? We're going to come down there and we're going to bring it. I don't care if it's a lawsuit, Brand, or what I've got to do. They cannot. This is disgusting that they can just break the law and not give these things out.
He's going after DeSantis. Trump told him to go after DeSantis.
God, so he's saying that he wants these voter rolls or something
from Miami-Dade.
They don't want to give you anything
because he can't believe that DeSantis won by as much as he did.
Why can anyone ask for those or something? Is that a public record that I can go down? Can I go down there and demand that shit too?
I don't know about voter rolls and shit. It depends on what data he's asking for.
Yeah, God, what a pain in the fucking dick this guy is, man.
I mean, who the fuck knows?
Holy fuck. Mike, listen to those. Is there, if you can find a clip, I think it was in the last, whenever he says the word election, he sounds so dumb.
These back off on getting paper. So they whether they blackmail, corrupt, threatened, whatever they did, are these convinced? Some of them, let's say convinced, I don't know how they convinced them, to...
What is he talking about? He's talking about how
they
Brazil's, how they got Brazil's Supreme Court to rig the election.
Yes.
And not give it to Bolsonaro. Very eloquently.
I don't know how they did
they,
that.
I don't know. They
sounds like Frankenstein. Who's playing him in the movie? He's playing Mike.
No, this
Lindell.
Is spectacular. This is an amazing commercial copy read.
Yeah.
So when you go to mypillow.com, I would ask you to use promo code STONE. That's promo code STONE for all your shopping needs. This helps not only Mike Lindell and the folks at MyPillow, but it also helps Mrs. Stone and I in our ongoing struggle with the deep state. Now let's talk about some of the great things at MyPillow.com because it's amazing. A lot of people just think the crazy pillow guy just sells pillows. And if you think that, then you haven't been to MyPillow.com.
They think the crazy pillow guy just sells pillows, says Roger Stone.
This dumb, evil Nazi wants me to buy a pillow using his product code. Holy shit.
I wonder what the affiliate cut is.
Who would have thought Mike Lindell would have such a big influence on American politics?
Checked out the broad cross-section of great products there. Let's start with the men and women's bathrobes. The bathrobes normally $179.96 with promo code Stone, a low $89.98.
Damn,
you get half off with the Stony promo with the Stone promo code.
What if I?
These are plush, luxurious, heavy ply terry cloth with a wide, generous shawl collar. They're also very durable. I got mine in gray. You see it back there in the back row. I've washed it several times. It looks like it's brand new. This is a great product, folks. Anyone in your house would love to have it, but I highly recommend it. Then there are the men's and women's slippers.
Oh! Or do you have those in Confederate gray too?
He actually didn't do that badly. I thought he would. I thought he would do a lot worse.
Is there anybody else talking? Wait, it crossed my mind. It would be funny to see. Does Lindsay do this?
No, Lindsay's a senator.
Okay.
We can't do a commercial copy.
They're not allowed to do that if they're.
I mean, they might as well, but.
Yeah.
We all know they're bought and sold, but
they can't have a MyPillow promo code. I just don't understand how there's just this the American coup of the, I don't know, whatever the Republicans are trying to do to this country. A big part of it has to do with this guy that makes pillows. It's just so fucking wacko. It's you wouldn't know, no one could write this. It's so stupid. God, we're at the mercy of this dumb really shit that made pillows.
In the crazy times.
Where's our, hey, do we get a My Pillow code? Do we get one? Crabs. Jeez.
We could probably, I'm sure.
I don't want one.
We don't want our people to, we don't want to.
I don't
want to
sell
no,
Nazi.
None of our people want to buy my fucking pillows. Go to David Hogg. He's got a pillow company.
Oh, yes.
He
does, yeah.
Also in the news, there's a little Mike Lindell for you.
Man, he is bad shit. Election. Stone. When he says the word election, he sounds so dumb, Mike Lindell. He's like, there's something about the way he says that word where he sounds so weird.
Election.
It's like that.
Election.
Also in L News, we have sad news.
Okay.
For some petitioners of the Supreme Court.
Okay.
A trio of brothers from Utah.
Right.
I don't know how this gets this far, but, you know, this is our system. That these three idiots can end up with their pleas in front of our Supreme Court.
Yes. They're all brothers? They're brothers?
Yes. They, of course, are suing to have the election overturned.
Well, these three guys.
And want Biden, Kamala Harris, and almost 400 members of Congress kicked out of office and prosecuted.
Okay, okay, cool.
Donald Trump no reinstated.
Problem. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, good idea. Absolutely. What's this guy's name? Well, who are they? Who are these people?
The brothers. They're the Brunson brothers.
Brunson brothers. No fucking problem. Brunson.
The lawsuit claims members of Congress violated their oaths of office by allegedly failing to investigate and covering up evidence of foreign election interference that rigged the election against Donald Trump.
God, I never thought it. Good point, Brunsons. What are their names? Kyle, fuckhead,
the plaintiff,
shitbag.
The plaintiff on Supreme Court petition is Rayland Brunson.
Rayland Brunson.
Of Ogden, Utah. His brother, Loy, L-O-Y.
Loy.
Unsuccessfully ran for GOP U.S. Senate nomination in 2018-22.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
He has an identical lawsuit.
Oh, how nice.
His Brunson suit claims rampant fraud invalidated his vote for Trump in 2020.
What do they think? That some judge is going to hit a gavel and says, we find in favor of the plaintiff. Bang. Biden, get the fuck out.
Yes.
Goodbye, deep state. Trump is in charge.
Trump thought one of his judges would say exactly that. The complaint asked that the 387 members of Congress who voted to certify Biden's election be immediately thrown out and barred from ever running again.
Yes.
Biden and Harris would also, of course, be removed from the White House and banned from ever running, as would former Vice President Mike Pence.
Oh, yes.
Mike Pence.
Well, listen, I think you're doing Mike a favor because, listen, this isn't for him. And if they wanted to hang him, his party wanted to hang him, and he's the most conservative.
Facing expulsion would include Utah Representatives John Curtis and Blake Moore, Senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney.
Get out of here,
who all
man.
Voted to certify Biden's election.
Good point. Good point. Brunson, whoever the fuck you are, nobody ever. Bang, bang, bang.
And then the lawsuit says, well, and because not having a president or vice president is a national security risk, of course, Trump should be immediately reinstated.
Of course. Biden, quit sniffing hair. Get out of the White House. Bunsen fuckface is in charge now. He brought these three dumb fucks. Where are they from? Where are these fucks?
Utah?
From the middle of nowhere. Sister wives at home. Goodbye, Biden. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, it turns out that with no fanfare, the Supreme Court said... Fuck off.
That's bullshit.
With no comment and no fanfare, they dashing the hopes of these idiots.
Hey, these idiots don't have anything to say?
Well, it just happened today. So I'm sure they'll be very upset.
For the sake of our show, I want to hear what the fuck you have to say. I mean, if you felt so hard, if you felt so fervently that you were trying to. What?
On social media, the Brunsons have asked followers to write a pair of letters, one to the Supreme Court supporting their case, the other to send them a dollar to fund their efforts.
Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah. You can shove that one right up your fucking assholes, you dumb shitbags. Here, I got a dollar. Cram it up your ass. Go fuck yourself. You want me to sign that? What do they want me to do? Sign a fucking petition?
Send a letter to the SCOTUS and send a second letter to them with a dollar.
Let me get a stamp and an envelope, even a pencil. Let me write a letter to Matt Gaetz. Dear Matt Gaetz, these three fucks in Utah think that Biden should be president. Fuck you, man.
It would have needed four of the nine justices to vote to hear the case.
Yeah. Let me get an envelope.
Did not go well.
You guys must be shocked. They must be shocked, right?
They don't even think, one of the reasons the government didn't even file a response.
What do you mean?
They put up no defense.
No defense.
They're like, here you go. Here you go, SCOTUS.
Sorry.
Listen to this shit. We don't even need to dispute it.
Is it true that Biden called over there and says, hey, I heard about this lawsuit. Should we be wrapping our dishes up? Should we get newspaper to wrap our dishes up and back? Should we start packing?
They got a call from Melania.
Get the fuck out. I'm coming back, bitches.
Andrew Torres, lawyer and co-host of some legal podcast,
Nine,
said by the government not even responding, that's the government saying this is so atrocious that there's no chance the court is going to take this.
Yeah.
Don't make us waste time putting anything on paper to tell you something you already know.
Yeah, sorry, it didn't work out, you fucknuts. What if they... Their expectations, all these brothers, they got together and said, guys, join hands. We're going to pray to Jesus. Dear Jesus, we're all going to come together. We're going to, I don't know, overturn the election with this lawsuit.
This lawyer said,
money? Did they spend money?
Probably, yeah. This lawyer said, as someone who has been practicing law for 25 years, I've never, ever seen the Supreme Court take a case where the government waived their right to respond to the petition.
Well,
if you're a gambling man, it's a pretty strong indicator the court is going to deny the suit. He said that before it was announced today that it was denied.
They would be responding to these three dumb fucks, right?
Yes.
Fuck that. Okay, so now they had to respond to the dumb fucks every time. No. Sorry, dumb fucks. I don't know what to tell you. Three guys.
Well, yeah, and the court was... And the court was to do a
problem. Hear ye, hear ye! The court doth find in favor of these three fucksticks from Utah. Biden and Dr. Jill got to pack their shit and get the fuck out.
I'm sure Clarence would have heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, maybe we should hear this one. I don't know.
Jenny Thomas is going to be like, Frankie...
Maybe we should get Frank.
Clarence. I always
poor
do that.
Frank Thomas.
I hate that. That's
the best
a,
White Sox players
that's
ever.
Shittiest thing. Yeah.
So God. Rejected without comment. The Brunson Bros.
Yay!
Ridiculous lawsuits.
Go fuck yourselves. Hey, back to the drawing board, guys. Wait! Don't give up. You can appeal it. Can you appeal it? Can they appeal this shit?
No, they're done. Well, then, no, that's the Supreme Court.
Sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Jesus.
What now?
They can appeal to the Lord.
How could God forsake you like this, you stupid fucks?
Well, maybe they're Mormons.
If your God is so mad at you for failing, they're going to take your sister wives.
Also in L News.
I'm suing Joe Biden. Get the fuck out.
Oh, wow. Damar Hamlin released from the hospital. That's
yes,
great.
Yes.
The football player for Cincinnati right. who got hit in the chest.
Ouch.
And went into cardiac arrest.
Right.
And but he's going home. He's home.
That's good. Is he going to play anytime soon? Or what's
I don't know about anytime soon. They yeah. might give him a couple days off.
Right.
I might be wary of... Wanted yeah, to do that again. Shit.
Man, he should get into tennis. Right?
I mean, if it was, I forget what it's called.
Is there any skills that he has? What kind of football? Is he a lineman or what does he do?
A safety.
Okay, shit. Does that translate into tennis or something that's non?
Commotio cordis, it's called, is when basically they popped his heart
Jeez.
With blunt force at the exact worst moment. Like most of the time it's going to be fine, but if you hit it when it's just on the upswing on one of the sides,
right,
you can knock it into arrhythmia, knock it out of sync, and then immediately go into cardiac arrest. Your heart just says fuck it and
stops.
Can't
you just put a pad over that so that doesn't happen? Put a pad over your
well
fucking
I don't know
heart.
I guess.
Hey, you know, I know this game it's big business, people make a lot of money, but it just seems so bad for just humans to play. God.
So that's good news.
Oh, yeah, that
he's
is
he's out of hospital. That was really scary.
Take up tennis. Do tennis. Right?
Sure.
The safety.
He might be a little old to start
How
playing tennis.
He?
About 20s.
Yeah.
See, I guess it's kind of like shame on Fox. If Fox would start reporting these things, the public would know about it. You can't turn in your electors with more votes than voters. No. I mean, this is just the most.
Hold on.
Sorry. This guy, I tell you, I've had this Lyft driver here. This guy drives Lyft.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck yes. Absolutely. But this guy should just be a Lyft driver with dumb views. He shouldn't be in charge of installing like evil Nazis across the globe. Is he? I mean, did he have a hand in the Bolsonaro thing?
Maybe.
Is Mike Lindell instrumental in this world takeover of Nazis? And we just can't... Is democracy going to be destroyed by this fuckhead that makes pillows?
Please, no, I don't think
we
so.
We can do better than this, can't we? Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, did you hear this during one of the votes for Speaker? This is... I think... I'm not sure if this is the first time that Matt Gaetz voted for Trump.
Yeah. Oh, you little bootlicker.
But here they are.
Fucking bootlicker.
But here they are with the tally.
Yeah.
And listen to the response.
The Honorable Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received one.
Listen to people laughing their asses
off. That's beautiful. You know what? If you listen closely, you know who I hear laughing? Nestor. I can hear Nestor laughing.
Well, that's great.
Jeez, man. So Matt, that's like,
I hope Trump saw that. I think I tweeted that out. Like, God, I hope he saw that.
You know he did. And
him getting laughed at. Yeah.
He's probably looking. He's like, who can I see laughing in there? I'm going to get them.
Who laughed?
Yeah, who laughed? Who laughed when Matt Gaetz voted for me? Why? I mean, it's funny, Trump, because there's no way you would have been speaker.
Right. Well, I mean, if you got enough votes.
Yeah, but.
And that's the.
Only Matt voted for him. Right?
Did we? God, did I put this? Did we do the story already? Or that Mike Lindell? Since we're still talking about Mike Lindell, is pissed at Margie? Did we do that story?
No, I didn't know that. These people are cunts. I mean, it's just so hard for them to get along. They all agree on most of this shit.
He's mad at Margie because he said she broke her promise. That she was supposed to vote for Trump.
For speaker?
A speaker.
My.
Here it is. This is the Daily Beast.
Boo.
Reporting.
Yes.
I don't know if we have audio. I hope we have audio of him. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell isn't pleased with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene over her fervent support of Kevin McCarthy for House Speaker. Instead, he argued Friday night. Oh, here we go.
This is not going to make break his promise, and neither. I'm very surprised that the one, I won't name her name, but it's Marjorie Taylor Greene, she broke her promise.
We're surprised
I didn't name
there,
her
too.
Name. Oh, I let it slip out. Now the media can say, Mike Lindell bashes Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yep.
You know?
I just... Exactly. Yep. Mike Lindell turns on Marjorie Taylor Greene is the headline I'm reading.
Because she didn't vote for Trump for speaker?
Yes.
It's her choice, but... Obviously, she was promised something, and I don't know if that promise helps the people. You know what I mean?
If it's committees, I'm okay with that. Okay,
I don't know. This is some shitty podcast.
What
he was on.
Committee will Marjorie Taylor Greene be the head of? What committee?
Oh, education.
Is she going to be the head? Yeah, the committee
she,
head?
No.
Why do you say that?
She's not going to be the chairman of anything.
Why?
She doesn't have the she hasn't been there long enough.
Do you have to have that?
She doesn't have seniority.
Do you have to have seniority?
I mean,
to be
no, but there's other people that do that would be really pissed if
I don't know.
All of a sudden they got chucked out and there's fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene chairing their committee. Listen, but they can chair subcommittees.
What is that? That means
the subcommittees, we committees that are like before the committee.
Okay. We got to get through this. You know what I mean? We just get through it. That's all that is.
There was a story that Gaetz wanted like to chair something.
God, quit raping children. You stupid fuck. God, what a horrible party.
So Mike Lindell turning on, he's mad at Margie cause she broke her promise.
Damn, he's like, he's Hamlet. This guy is going through it. He's an intense motherfucker. For a guy whose whole company is built around the idea of relaxing and resting, rejuvenation, I'm sleeping, my head is being cradled and I feel good and nice, secure. And he's running around trying to spread fascism. It's just, I don't know.
Bad shit?
Yeah, it's something else, man. That's some wild shit.
Speaking of wild shit, this is a little scary. Camera's panning. And Pastor Greg Locke tweeted, "We're not only out of seats, the parking lot in the back of the tent is crowded with people. The vehicle line's still nearly a mile long and there's no parking left. Wow, it's crazy."
I want to interview.
There's
hundreds
of
these
white people.
Can we get his neighbors on the line? Can we interview those people?
What was the neighbor across? It's Larry.
I feel.
Was it? Get off, get your cars off of Larry's lawn, remember?
Larry, man, I'm sorry for what you're going through. I can't even. I would be losing my fucking shit, dude.
What is this?
I have a question, and I know you all have it too. What?
Oh, no, that's not.
That's Shane Vaughn. I can name that wacko in two. That's Shane Vaughn. Who what? Right?
No.
What?
That was from a comedy show. That was a parody.
Okay.
He said, another tweet from Greg Locke, service doesn't even start for 2.5 more hours. This is only band practice and thousands are already here. Man. Hashtag revival.
Dude, I
God, that is the biggest tent I've ever seen in my life, to be honest with you.
It is not fair to the people that live there that this is their fucking life. This is their life. Their life is, I mean, that is, I don't give a shit what is going on in that tent. If you live near a place where that many people show up somewhere weekly, bi-weekly, I mean, you know, twice a week, whatever that would be, that, can you imagine living there? I mean, that sucks. I guess I would.
The secret societies of the world think that they're calling the shots. And it may look like they're winning for a while. It may look like things are spinning out of control. But lift up your eyes, your redemption draws nigh, and there'll come a time that Jesus Christ splits the eastern sky. He'll put one foot down in Jerusalem and one foot down on the Mount of Olives, and he will say, I told you I was coming back, and the governments of the world will bow before Jesus Christ and say, He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords.
Man, that is worth the visual alone, ladies and gentlemen. You need to see this shit.
Were you sitting on this for a while?
No, this is from
fucking crazy.
This is within a month.
Who choreographs for him? Who works with him? Is that Bob Fosse? That looks Fosse-esque. I mean, a lot of it. That guy needs a top hat and a cane. Some tap shoes or something. Boy, that's amazing.
I'm to the place right now. If you vote Democrat, I don't even want you around this church. You can get out. You can get out, you demon. You can get out, you baby butchering election thief.
Shit, Greg. Like, if I lived in that neighborhood, I would tell all these. I would charge for parking. That's what I would do. I would have VIP parking, and I would say, "You can park here for $50 a pop," and it's valet. I don't know. Then you sell snacks and liquor and drinks, sell these people drugs, whatever you can do to make some money off these assholes. Because God,
you saw did you see that one old Republican like want to go swinging after Matt Gaetz?
What?
Did you see they had to that
no.
a congressperson had to be restrained from beating the shit out of Matt Gaetz on the 14th vote when he voted present?
Why? Who saved Matt Gaetz? What's their problem?
Another congressman came up behind the guy, pulled him, put his hand over the guy's mouth,
jeez,
and like pulled him away. This old fuck.
He was so mad at Matt Gaetz.
Yes,
I love that. That's great. I just let the guy at him for a second. He's an old dude.
Let him get a swing in.
I would have let that guy go at Matt Gaetz for a second. Then I would have bought him a drink. I would buy that guy a drink. Somebody buy that guy a drink. Buy him a drink. He deserves it. You know what I mean.
That was Alabama Representative Mike Rogers.
There's some of these people.
And apparently he's stepping down from some steering committee.
Why?
As in punishment of...
Oh. Is Matt Gaetz stepping down for diddling all those children? Is that happening?
Fallout from his well-publicized physical confrontation with Florida Republican Matt Gaetz during the highly contested debates for the Speaker of the House.
Right. I mean, that's a Republican thing, though. And that's infighting in the party. I don't give a fuck.
The fallout from Rogers' physical aggression to Gaetz has already taken a toll on his standing in Washington. With backlash from all wings of the Republican Party, Rogers had to be physically restrained by North Carolina Republican Representative Richard Hudson.
I got to tell you something. I'm going to go on the record. I ain't lifting a finger to help that fuck. I don't give a shit. In fact, I'm filming it. World star right there.
He's
fuck
apologized, Gaetz.
Apologize.
Said he hopes the altercation has no effect on his future working relationship.
Who gives a shit?
Referencing their previous history.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
He tweeted, Gates and I have a long and productive working relationship what that I'm mean? Sure will continue. I regret that I briefly lost my temper on the House floor Friday evening and appreciate Matt's kind understanding.
Whatever. Do y'all party together? That's my question. Fucking cares. It's Matt Gaetz. It's really, you know who I have a problem with? It's a spectacular. I have a problem with the guy that restrained this old fuck. God.
You're
God.
Mad at the guy that stopped
yeah,
him?
I'm fucking furious. I mean, honestly, let's think of it. We're talking about a guy that sex trafficked children. If there's right. anybody our country should be, I'm not saying you help the guy that's beating Matt Gaetz. I'm saying you don't help Matt Gaetz. And it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to help him. God.
Yeah, I tweeted something like, fuck. We abhor violence,
but
we understand.
We like understand. When... It's Matt Gaetz, man. He's but a fucking understand. Nazi pedo. Fuck him. You're holding this old man back, taking a few swings at Matt Gaetz. What the fuck? These Republicans are batshit crazy. Where are the stories of this happening on the Democratic side in the interest of fairness? Let's do some of those.
Obama wore a brown suit that one time.
It was a tan suit?
Yeah. He did. That was a big scandal.
Doesn't Joe Biden's dog bite people or something? Major or senator or whatever.
Secret Service agents.
God damn.
Who may have turned out to be anti-Biden and pro-Trump.
Oh, they were smart. Shelby, you would never do that.
Meanwhile, did you see that? Trump's shocking. Trump's lawyers may have fucked up and missed a deadline.
Yeah. God, my Siri was just recording everything we just said.
Very creepy.
This was going and going. I just noticed it.
A federal judge ordered portions of Trump's deposition unsealed in a defamation lawsuit brought against him. This is the E. Jean Carroll lawsuit.
Right.
He tried again, like last week, to get it thrown out, and the judge said no.
Yes.
But then they gave him I should probably read it. Yeah, U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan issued an order in the lawsuit filed by advice columnist E. Jean Carroll against the former president.
Oh, yes.
And she had filed excerpts from depositions given by each of them to support her request to speed up evidence gathering in the case. Carroll had submitted Trump's testimony under seal, but the judge said he failed to respond within 3 days as required to explain why the 34-page excerpt should not be released.
Well, he's busy. Trump's been busy, though, right? I mean, with a lot of shit.
Trump's attorneys, including Alina Haba, I don't know who that is, responded afterwards with a letter saying they hadn't realized they were required to respond within 3 days.
Talk shit, you're a fucking lawyer.
And asked for a 3-day extension.
No, I'm sorry. You didn't realize? You didn't read the shit, motherfucker?
So now I guess we got to wait for the judge to decide whether to give them this extension or say, nope, God, no, you know fuck
that,
it. We're,
you know that judge is going to give him that extension. Shit. Don't give it to him.
He did give it to him.
Of course.
I just saw the update.
Fucking of course.
Federal judge gave former President Trump more time to argue against the partial release of his deposition.
Good job. Good fucking job. So their side, the bar is so low, their lawyers don't even have to read the fucking directions. They don't have to read the fucking directions. If the other side fucks up in the least, get the fuck out of here.
Or try some guy arrested, some black guy arrested for contempt of cop. Has anything, an I not dotted perfectly.
Yeah.
He'll throw his ass in jail. Trump, let's give him another.
Give him that extension. Give him the extension. Help this old, sad Nazi fuck. Of course.
Piece of crap.
Right.
Join us to Wednesday?
Right.
Wednesday. Right. We're off tomorrow. Yay. Tuesday. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're all at your favorite. All right.
Well, maybe.
At your favorite podcast app. Hey.
What if Trump is indicted tomorrow? If Trump is indicted tomorrow, we should do a show. Do you hear me? If Trump is indicted tomorrow, though, we should do the show. Figure it out.
We'll probably.
What is she losing her shit about?
There's a guy walking with a bike and two dogs.
Oh.
two guys walking with a bike and two dogs across the street. So it's a major
same fucking dog.
It's a major infraction.
That she lost her shit with those guys earlier.
Also, we've got. Look at the time just flying.
Yay.
Over at Truth Social, meanwhile.
Right.
Things are as you would expect. All caps. This is 3 hours ago.
Yes.
All caps. The entire truth.
Okay.
Everything I read from now on is caps lock.
When he hits that cap lock button, I guess it's on his phone, though. Or do you think it's on a keyboard for a lamp? For a.
I think he's doing it on his phone. He's probably like double tapping it. Yeah.
He's double tapping angrily.
Republicans can get almost everything back that the old broken crow, Mitch McConnell, and the real leader, China-centric Coco Chow.
Holy shit.
Stupidly gave up to the Democrats over the last 2 years by simply playing tough in the upcoming debt ceiling negotiations with the right negotiators, like all of those involved the other night on both sides, exclamation point. For Speaker, it would be a beautiful and joyous thing for the people of our country to watch Make America Great Again, three exclamation points. So he's saying,
really
hold the country hostage.
Right. Well, also, you are not honoring the punctuation. If you're saying that everything is capitalized, and then at the end there's an exclamation point on the top of that.
Three.
You are not excited enough about this.
Then the next tweet, also all caps.
Fucking idiot.
Remember just 2 years ago when we had a stronger border, no inflation, and we're energy independent. It can all happen again and fast. Make America great again.
Thank you, Donald. Good job.
One exclamation point.
Go back to the raping or whatever you're doing.
8 hours ago, there could be no excuses for what's happening on our southern border. We are like a third world nation, but worse, our country is falling apart in so many other ways. Also, anybody check out our airports lately? this one's great. I don't know who he's talking about.
Well,
wow, those Trump-hating late-night network shows, in quotes, shows, are doing really badly. The worst ratings that those time slots have had in television history, exclamation point.
Sound like somebody's going after Schindler on those shows.
In parentheses, in television history, exclamation point, close parentheses, period.
How do I read that?
It's a flag on the field, everybody.
God damn. How are you doing grammar, that on your phone, though?
The grammar referees.
Yeah, but that's a lot of phone shit, like parentheses.
Why are the untalented fools who host, in quotes, host, paid so much? Does the DNC make a contribution as a wing of the Democrat Party? They are all a total joke. No talent. No laughs.
You talking about Saturday Night Live?
No, he's mad at Kimmel
late night. Okay.
Or yeah, one of them said something that he probably didn't caught wind of and he's pissed.
That he didn't care for.
9 hours ago. Great job, Kevin. You know, he spent all weekend thanking himself for getting Kevin elected.
Well, I mean, I think Kevin would also say, listen, asshole, I did a lot of bending over and sucky sucky, so I would like to take just a wee bit of credit. I mean, really, that would piss me off if I'm Kevin McCarthy. Like, you have no idea what I had to give up. I am spineless.
Oh,
my soul
yeah.
is gone. What did you do for me?
Great job, Kevin. We must now stop Mitch McConnell and his China flagrant boss, Coco Chow. It's as though he doesn't care anymore. He pushes through anything the Democrats want. The $1.7 trillion quickly approved bill of the week was horrible.
Right.
All caps. Zero for USA border security. If he waited just 10 days, the now United Republican Congress could have made it much better or killed it. Something is wrong with McConnell and all those and those Republican senators that vote with him.
Yeah.
Primary them all. Jeez. Primary them all.
What does he want?
Three exclamation points.
He's crazy. He's just nuts. He's rampant.
But I do want to especially thank President Trump. I don't think anybody should doubt his influence.
And Trump tweeted,
hey, Kevin?
Trump Truth, yeah. Thank you, Kevin. It was my great honor.
Hey, hey, dog.
Hey, what is she barking at?
Shelby.
Is she in the kitchen?
Quiet.
Jeez, man.
Shut the fuck up. Hey.
She's just as upset as Trump is right now.
Quiet. Good girl.
I mean, I meant to ask you this question earlier. Is Trump blaming is he saying that Elaine Chao is, China is using Elaine Chao to control Mitch McConnell?
Yes.
Is it true?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Who cares? Adam Schiff is a sleazebag and traitor and should be prosecuted for the damage he's done to our country.
What do you think, Adam's? I want to see Adam's reaction video to this. Adam Schiff, your sleeves back. Come on, Swalwell, say something back to Trump. Come on.
So there you go. There's a little traipsing through Trump's truth.
Yeah.
Always entertaining.
Why are the Democrats always better at this shit, though?
Better at?
Like these coming, like these little fights and stuff. Like if you had a Democrat, like why is Swalwell better at this than some of his Republican counterparts? Like it's sniping at each other. Or why are the Democrats better at it? They're funnier.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Democrats are funnier.
These Republicans are humorless. They're orcs.
Let's see. We've also got, yes. Look at the time. We've only got about a half hour left in the big show today. Ivermectin is trending. Why? I was kidding.
It's Elon's Twitter. Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know why it's trending. Yeah. A lot of idiots are talking about it, but I'm not sure why. Also, we've got, I've got a little bit of, let me see if I can get my drop here.
Right. I mentioned Swalwell because I think didn't he go after somebody last week and it was pretty funny?
Oh, he's good. Yeah. He was a shit candidate for president. He really swung and missed hard when remember he went after all the old people?
Right.
It's time for new blood. It's time for a new generation. It was just did really
it's
poorly.
Time for to get anybody in there that's gonna beat the Nazis. Who gives a fuck? Shit.
When animals get pissed.
One of these stories you're going to have some pretty significant opinions about, I think.
We found it and we released it into the wild so we'll survive and have little snake babies. I hate that shit. That's stupid.
A man who had a close encounter with a shark.
Oh, God.
And his friends rushed to help him say they were thankful that no one was hurt.
Right. Good.
New Year's Day, Chad Patty is his name. We'll never forget. He got it all on camera. He said the first scream, you can kind of hear the terror of I don't know what's going on exactly.
Damn, Mr. Patty.
Mako shark plowed into him from behind while he was spearfishing. It grabbed his foot, tore off the fin from his right foot, and swam away.
That is so lucky.
He said, the first thing that went through my mind is my leg was gone. I felt a lot of pressure on my leg from where I think one of its fins hit my leg.
Where was he spearfishing?
Off the coast of Pensacola, Florida.
You fuckhead. What's his person's name?
In the Gulf.
What is their name?
Patty. Chad Patty. I wonder if it's like there's a big...
Chad Patty?
Seafood store that's here that's kind of famous and it's Joe Patty.
Yeah, it's one of Patty. I wonder
if he's one of the Patties.
Descendants. Well, I mean, what are you doing out there spearfishing? You know what you're doing? You're actually creating a place where sharks want to go. You're out there spearfishing. Where does he say where in Pensacola? On the beach or in the
sound? No, he was out. It just says in the Gulf.
Oh, good. Everybody's swimming out there, and you're stabbing fish, and fish are bleeding all over the place.
They were wrapping up for the day. They were on their way to get their friend out of the water. As we pulled up to him, there was something extremely large under him. You could see he got moved and bumped up out of the water by something.
Fuck that, man. You got to be careful out there. These sharks.
Oh, his friend jumped in the water to help him.
Oh, wow. That guy.
There was a huge sense of relief once we were all back in the boat with all of our arms and legs, they said.
God damn, man. You got to be careful. Fucking spearfishing. Go to Peg Leg Pete's and order a piece of fish. You don't have to do any of this bullshit.
That was New Year's Day. Since that day, they've been diving closer together.
Oh, good. The sharks love that
shit. To keep an eye on each other, like a buffet. Yes.
Yeah, they're all drunk. They're all drunk and stoned, spearfishing. The shark's like, boy, which stupid shit am I going to eat today? Or maybe I'll eat a little bit of each of them.
This other story is... I was just there. I just had it. There it is. Tampa.
Fuck you.
Tampa, Florida. Oh, another Florida story.
Okay. The sharks in Tampa are like the people down here taste better because there's less fentanyl.
Discovered at a TSA checkpoint.
Yes.
A woman attempted to bring her 4-foot boa constrictor emotional support snake.
Fuck.
Aboard the
Fuck all of this. I hate this shit. That's stupid. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
The snake's name is Bartholomew, Ryan.
Fuck that snake. I don't give a shit.
She claimed it was her emotional support animal.
Fuck off with that. Take some drugs in.
Well, that's what the airline said. The airline was like, fuck that. Fuck, they refused to let the snake fly.
Have a big fat Zanny and leave the boa constrictor in your stupid aquarium. Whatever the fuck you keep it in.
Actually, only a few airlines will allow snakes.
Which ones?
Only in checked bags. And they must be secured in,
special How nice.
Packages.
It has to be specially secured. Isn't that nice? In the checked baggage. Who the fuck?
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
At the very least, I want to know. I think I should be told before I get on a plane. If this plane has exotic fucked up animals in the hold, I want to know. I want to know. Are there tigers down there? Seriously. I should be able to know if there's a fuck ton of snakes in the hold. They don't tell people, you fucks. That's evil. That's a class action. I am not flying with fucked up pets.
The Transportation Department in 2020 ruled that they would no longer allow people to bring emotional support animals onto airplanes.
No.
Animals.
Yes.
Which they defined as dogs trained.
All dogs.
To help a person with a disability are still allowed.
No, let people have their dogs. But that's emotional fine. Support that's animals. That's fine. But these snakes can fuck off. I don't give a fuck. put that motherfucker in the airlock. Get rid
I
of
thought
it.
You
I
might have an shit. Opinion on the.
Yeah. That's the dumbest shit ever. I don't care about dogs. They're great. I love dogs.
Do
let people have their dogs on a plane.
Do snakes offer a lot of emotional
support?
No,
they don't.
Wondering.
They're cold. They don't have a spine. They don't have ears.
They do have spines.
What pet? Think of a pet that you want to that you've ever shown affection to that did not have ears, and not like a cat that had a fucked up bite, but you know, like an animal that naturally has no ears that you've had feelings for or something. You can't name one. No fucking one.
Well, it's Bartholomew.
It's a fucking snake, right?
Yeah, that's her snake's name.
Yeah. I don't know. I that person, see, here's the other thing, and this is shitty. I don't care. This person has this snake. She could have any kind, or they could have any kind of emotional support animal. I gotta have a snake. Look at me. I need attention. I'm sorry. Fuck that. It's stupid. I gotta take my snake on the plane. Fuck you, man.
So you wouldn't cover for her if you were sitting next to her?
Hell no.
On the plane.
Bing, bing, bing. This motherfucker has a snake. What the shit? I want everyone to know. We all have a right to know.
You wouldn't be sitting next to her. You would have run screaming down the aisle.
Right now. New seat. I would actually, I don't understand why this, Who would do that? I gotta fly with my snake. Your snake doesn't give a fucking shit about you. Leave that snake at home in your stupid house. Have someone watch it. God. Do you carry rats in there to feed the fucking thing? Do you have a center
seat?
Well,
they probably fed it before.
I would lose my mind if I was sitting next to someone who was fucking with their snake. I'd be like, you keep that fucker away from me. I would be outwardly hostile. Like, I want to kill that thing.
Did you see the snake the one night at Gallery Night downtown? Yeah. When there was somebody in that karate studio that's on okay. Palafox.
Cause then
and they were sitting in the window, but in their lap was like a really big giant snake.
You know, like that's a spectacle behind the glass. I am not forced to interact with that fucking snake. However, if I'm in a seat or a row with that fucking snake, then I am a part of the environment with that snake. And I say no to that. In a plane? There's a movie about that.
Right.
Oh, God. Fuck that snake, man.
So that's a little bit, tiny bit of...
Get a dog.
When animals get pissed.
A dog. That, I guarantee you, if you told these snake owners, you know what? Just have a dog. You'll love it. You would love it more than your dumb snake. Because your snake is not going to show you any emotion ever. That dog will love you every time that dog sees you. But this snake is scanning you. He's a cold-blooded hunter. He's like, what?
You don't know that.
A snake is literally a cold-blooded hunter looking for a heat source to curl up in. Looking to kill tinier things than it is. It's vile.
Brazilian authorities have detained an estimated 1,500 people in a connection with the attack on government buildings.
The tourism business is booming there, huh?
The 1,500 people include those formerly arrested in the vandalism and those detained for questioning. Brazil Minister of Justice Flavio Dino said police stopped 40 buses as part of the response and broke down an encampment of pro-Bolsonaro, as Mike Lindell says, supporters
Bolsonaro
outside of a military building.
See, this is our future. It'll get worse. If we keep voting for Republicans, this is our future, right?
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, I don't know.
Chaos erupted Sunday as mobs protesting the country's presidential election vandalized congressional buildings as well as the high court and the presidential palace.
Classy!
It appears they breached buildings by climbing rooftops and breaking windows.
But did they shit on Congress or whatever they have? Did they shit anywhere?
The Minister of Foreign Affairs called the event a coup-mongering violence.
No, it's not a coup-mongering. That's a straight-up violent coup. Coup-mongering would be like we're threatening a coup. This is a coup. An attempted coup.
Leftist President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, sworn in January 1st, responded by authorizing federal intervention in the district until the end of the month.
She's controlled by the globalists. Blah, 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 blah.
Lula described the rioters as fascists, according to his tweets.
Yeah, we have those too.
Whoever did this will be found and punished. Democracy guarantees the right to free expression, but it also requires people to respect institutions. There is no precedent in the history of the country what they did today. For that, they must be punished, he said.
Oh, shit, man.
He also placed blame directly on Bolsonaro.
Damn!
Tweeting, this is also his responsibility and the parties that supported him.
Should we extradite his ass? Should we?
If he's indicted of something, we should look into it.
Right.
Bolsonaro, who's not been seen in Florida recently, denied the accusations. His wife, Michelle, he went to a hospital today for something.
Bolsonaro?
He said while he was in hospital, an Instagram story, she said he was under observation regarding abdominal discomfort from, remember when he got stabbed in 2018?
Yeah.
Throughout his re-election campaign last year, Bolsonaro sowed seeds of doubt about election security through misinformation.
Yeah.
He repeatedly asserted that Brazil's electronic voting machines were prone to fraud. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Oh, yes.
With 0.0 evidence to support his claims.
Stabby, little gross, fucking conservative, fascist, fucknuts. That's who these people are.
I mean, the offices are fucked up. They really messed up the place.
Jeez, guys. What were you thinking?
They're
just like us.
Former president's supporters have been protesting Lula's win, blocking roads, setting vehicles on fire, Yay. And gathering outside military buildings, asking the armed forces to intervene.
Jesus Christ. Good job, Bannon.
Well, and let's not forget, Brazil, you know, is only a couple of decades into this whole democracy thing
are they really?
After military coups. Yeah, so
I don't know,
there's not a
0%
chance that the military might listen to them.
Yeah.
If they're right-wingers.
So they're not that similar to us in the fact that, like, we've been a democracy. I mean, and,
right, that's,
you know,
been our,
as long as you're white.
Kind of our saving grace is that a lot of these other places have gone from totalitarian fuckholes,
yes,
to democracy, even though it's fragile and they may drift back. They may be more likely, you know, it might be easier for them to drift back into their bullshit.
Now, we're not in a totalitarian fuckhole.
We're a different kind of fuckhole, but
yeah, you know. Yeah, we're in our fuckhole. It's perfect.
Not totally totalitarian.
No, I mean, actually, Joe Biden passed a lot of good democratic shit, didn't he?
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff.
Nobody gives
passed.
A shit about that. Nobody fucking cares.
And they'll be swatting down all the turds that are flung from the monkeys down in the GOP house.
How are they going to do anything in that house? I mean, really?
They are. They're going to investigate Hunter Biden. Jim Jordan's going to have his little subcommittee to go after everybody that goes after Republicans.
Do you think this is how Kevin McCarthy envisioned his speech when he was named speaker, his acceptance of being elected? Do you think he envisioned it would go like this? Was this,
oh, I don't know.
Is this his ideal thing? 15 votes. He's quinceañera.
Is this real?
I want you to get a sword in your hand. I want you to get a shield of faith. I want you to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, because fiery darts are about the territory you take. I want you to take territory. I said, I want you to take territory. I want you in 2024 to be in a whole nother place than where you are right now. Who am I talking to? I want you to have a whole nother kind of wealth. I want you to have a whole nother kind of money. And we say this every year.
This is one of these prosperity gospel guys. This is Pastor Andy Thompson.
He's intense.
Who actually has armor on. He's got a breastplate on. And he's waving a sword around in church.
At first I looked at it and I thought maybe I was watching Macbeth or some shit like that. But this is just lunacy.
Oh, yeah. Hemet Mehta points out, if this shit was said in a mosque,
oh my God,
you would know exactly how conservatives would react. Pick up a sword.
Yeah.
Take territory.
What's up with the whole, like, why is it necessary for this guy to have armor on and a real broadsword? I mean, is he crazy?
I think he's probably selling it.
Is that a broadsword?
I'll bet it's merch. I can't see how long it is.
I want you to have a whole nother kind of wealth.
No, it's not.
I want you to have a whole nother
that's
kind of
money. That's a little wee hand sword. That's a short sword, actually.
Money. I we say this every year. Every year we say it's our year. But by this time next year, I want God to have moved on your behalf. By this time next year, I want you to be in a whole nother place. By this time next year, I want your sword to be bloody.
Ooh.
Whoa, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, exactly.
Do we need to read between the fucking lines? This guy is telling people to go stab motherfuckers in the name of, what the fuck?
I want your sword to be bloody.
Hey, chill.
Right now, most of us got a shiny sword, but I want your sword to have chips in it and nicks in it and the blood of the enemy and everyone who stood against you. I'm believing that God will put them under your feet, my God. I'm believing that God...
Oh, listen to them in the audience. They're,
oh,
they're orgasmic. Yeah, our enemies, like, the people we hate are going to be underneath our feet.
I'm just trying to understand the subtleties of this.
There are no subtleties of
this. He's got a sword. He's telling people to go out
he's
and take their sword
and bloody it. What does he mean?
It's a metaphor, Ryan.
I believe that God will put them under your feet, my God. I believe that God will put the enemy under your feet, my God. I believe that every single one who stands against you will be conquered.
Is this a movie? That's
I guess
real?
It's fun going to church for some of these people.
Well, be
man.
Careful. I want to wear some protective eyewear at the very least. I mean,
the Catholic masses I went to were nowhere near as fun as this.
No, this guy has to have a fight call half hour before curtain. Right? What do they do for communion? Do they is this a church or medieval fucking times? I wonder. It's like, we're going to joust. This is an exciting church.
We've got some clips that are left over from Faithless Friday. That's why we didn't have a show on Friday.
That's right.
This one, here you go.
I hate alcohol. It causes so much adultery and infidelity. It causes abuse. It makes men just become stupid losers and effeminate. Hey, let me tell you something. Beer makes you effeminate. The hops in it will feminize you. On purpose.
I know.
What?
I know who this is. Who the fuck
is this? This is Jonathan Shelley. Apparently, I don't know if he's in a temporary space. This is the Steadfast Church that got their asses kicked out. So he's somewhere. I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
Maybe they had to rent a Holiday Inn Express room or something.
It's a new time for landlords, because I could see how some people might think, you know what? Rent it out to these Christians. They'll go in there. They pray. They don't do drugs. Nothing fucked up will happen. It'll be easy. And now look at you.
But then there's a theme going on. Something about this hops bullshit all of a sudden. Because here's another one. This is Steven Anderson. This is a different hate preacher. But the same bullshit.
People who drink a lot of alcohol, they end up getting a beer belly. But not only do they get a beer belly, they get the man boobs. And I'll tell you why they get that. But not only just because of getting overweight, but also because of the fact that beer has in it hops, and there are phytoestrogen mimickers in beer that actually hormonally can, you know, make you more feminine as a man. So the reverse of being so manly because you drink so much alcohol, in fact, drinking beer specifically can actually give you more feminine features to your body and cause you to, you know... I said.
Okay.
Who gives a shit?
Let's talk science.
No. The Earth is flat, maybe, with this guy. Who knows?
The phytoestrogens that are found in beers, they are in there.
Yes.
In hops.
Okay.
Are in such tiny quantities that you would have to drink gallons and gallons of beer a day for it to affect your estrogen levels.
Yeah. Well, he's saying you could have an IPA and then transition, right? Is that what he means?
I guess, yeah.
Wow. Well, what do you say to that dumb shit? What's this, Jonathan Shelley? Well, you want to respond?
If you care, a scientist from University of Illinois College in Chicago said there is a minute quantity of an estrogen-like compound known as 8-prenylaringenin. 8-prenylaringenin.
Prenylaringenin. So this scientist had to respond to this fuckhead.
In hops. So there probably would be traces of it in beer, but I would say the levels are way too low to function as any kind of hormone disruptor.
Did this scientist have to respond directly to this dumb fuck? Is he responding to this claim?
He's responding to this journalist who asked them about these claims that are being made.
Right. It's just sad that this guy, I don't know how long that scientist went to school. They want you to say whether or not this crackpot is full of shit. Insulting, isn't it? I mean,
some of the flat earth people, they're like, why are we answering these questions?
Yeah.
Why are we debating with these morons who insist that the fucking earth is flat?
Because the only thing, here's what's going on. When you find out you're talking to a flat earther, at first you're like, it's going, because maybe this is your experience, but
I've talked to many of these people.
I don't. If I've talked to them, I've never talked about flat Earth. I don't think I would be civil.
Well, listen, at first you're like, oh, this guy's so dumb. Maybe this is entertaining. And that lasts for about 2 minutes. And then you're like, please, I want to get out of this. Because the thing about these flat Earth people, they're also like very stupid and boring to talk to.
Well, shocker.
Because like the argument, they want to argue it. That's always the thing. They always have the argument for why the Earth is flat.
The bad arguments.
The dumb arguments.
Right.
But they always... I don't walk around looking for people to well, I'm going to say the Earth is round. I'm not looking for that argument. I'm not looking to defend the position that we live on a fucking globe. But these flat earthers, that's their life. Yeah. That's them right there. Shut the fuck up and let me make a sweater out of you.
Oh my God, you have to see this clip.
Yeah.
This is from Rudy Giuliani's Common Sense show, and it's Rudy walking with a microphone. Oddly, he's like at some farm or something. He's just walking by the animals, but he's not making any, he's not even looking at the camera. What's going on?
Is that his common sense? Well, who knows where the fuck he is?
I'm going to retweet that for those who want to know what's going on.
Well, I tell you what, if you're his family and then you saw him do that, that lawn care thing, it's like you have to wonder whether or not is it time to step in.
So now we have this character in New York. He's unfortunately a Republican. I told you neither party has a monopoly on virtue or vice. We have our bad ones too. But I mean, this guy's a pipsqueak compared to Joe. So we're going to spend a little time talking about, we're trying to get him on the show. I mean, I'm happy to have him defend himself and tell us why he lied about going to college. I mean, half the people now don't even think you should go to college. You know, there's a big debate about that. You know that. I mean, among intellectuals.
The human body is amazing.
They don't teach you anything. So why not?
He's talking.
Whoa, Rudy!
Wait, let me stop the farting. He's talking about George Soros. He wants to have George Soros on his show to defend himself for lying about attending college.
You know, man, I bet George Soros turns that interview request down.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
The prestigious Rudy Giuliani podcast?
It's all about the gas, really. I don't think anybody wants to have an interview. I mean, I'll zoom in with the interview, but I'm not sitting in a studio with that guy. I don't think it's fair. That's not a fair ask of anyone. thank you, Rudy.
Again, thanks to...
Your face is melting.
A remarkable bit of art on YouTube called... 3 hours of farting. And it's literally a video of
views?
3 hours, 17 million.
That's who we are. 17 million views. Everybody stop going to Juilliard. Stop it. It doesn't matter.
Nothing but
make
3 hours
video.
Of fart noises.
That's all people want. 17 million.
Brilliant. We've got at least 10 of those views.
We're helping.
We're doing the show.
This is our culture.
This is Mr. Pointless is the YouTube channel.
Thank you, Mr. Pointless. He doesn't need her.
Mr. Pointless only has 43,000 subscribers, but this video got 17 million views.
What does that tell you? He's like the Bengals.
He's the king of the fart epic.
Right. One hit.
3 hours. Look at this fucking time. We only got a couple minutes left here on the big show.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
Yes, absolutely.
crabdiving.com/Amazon there.
Buy all the shavings, the aquariums you need, all the little, I don't know, if you're carrying around a snake as an emotional support animal, what do you carry it in? Does it have a case? You just let it slither about in your purse or your or your jacket or your backpack or some, or fanny pack, I guess.
God, it says people here in Florida are scrambling to get selfies with Bolsonaro.
What the fuck? Well, it's, you know, I don't know what to tell you, man. Everybody's a fuckhead.
He's been spotted several times waiting in line at Publix. Also eating alone at KFC.
That's funny.
And posing for selfies with bevies of fans who show up at the house where he's staying.
What is he? Jesus Christ.
One woman said, my kids, they didn't want to see Mickey Mouse. They wanted to see Bolsonaro.
Hey, listen, he's a big Nazi. How is this happening?
He's just like us. He could be at Mar-a-Lago with Trump, but he's here in Orlando, and everyone knows he's here. Oh, he's a man of the people.
He's just like us. You think so?
Oh,
he
God.
Doesn't like the thing about Bolsonaro is
Bolsonaro.
I guarantee you, Bolsonaro doesn't like
Bolsonaro.
He's doing these selfies. He doesn't like you. He's like Trump, right? He's not really a man of the people.
Well, I mean, maybe
Bolsonaro likes to hang out with just anybody.
Bolsonaro.
I'm Mike Lindell. I make pillows and affect Nazism.
Oh, I just got a notice that it's going to be in the 70s this week.
Weather chaos.
Here in Florida.
Oh, that's
this
nice.
This is why we Florida. We apologize to those up north.
Damn, I know.
We're experiencing bullshit, but, you know, this is why people Florida. We have other issues like Mako sharks that are biting your fins off while you're...
Well, you're the one spearfishing.
While you're out there spearfishing.
Shit, I don't know what to tell you.
Thanks ever so much for joining us today, everybody. Let's do it again Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application.
Check my snake. Or
crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is on the internet at Rated R Comedy. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Call the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great, wonderful, blessed evening, everybody. And we will hit you up. That's a word from Rudy. One more. There it is.
Shit.
From Rudy Giuliani. We'll be back. We'll hit you all up again on Wednesday.
Thank you, listening to Crab Diving. Catch crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At crabdiving.